Some of you guys know which whiskey or rye I'm going to discuss next. Whistlepig Straight Rye. Oh, yeah. Now, you rye distillers, you rye drinkers, you guys probably don't like Whistlepig. I know you're probably Whistlepig. I don't know about that one. But listen, it doesn't change the fact that this is a great rye whiskey. It's big, it's bold, it's warm. You got nutmeg, you got toffee. What a delicious, delicious one. Now, another good one is Buffalo Trace. You guys, I don't know if you guys know about Buffalo Trace, but man, it is a great priced, warm whiskey. You know, and it's hard to find. They always like to mark up Buffalo Trace. It's coveted. It's coveted. But listen to me. Don't get this at a club. Don't get this at a bar. Go to your grocery store. Get it for half the price. Because this is not an expensive. It's interesting how they like to charge off of the aesthetic of the bottle. And that's, to me, that's not even fair. You need to charge by the price. You need to charge by the taste. And you need to charge by the tones. And if there's no tones, then you shouldn't be charging three times as much.